Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Welcome to another program in our new series, Farmer's Guidebook. This morning, we wrap up our look on the do's and don'ts of planting ginger, one of the focus crops for St. Thomas. You'll also want to stick around for the proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come on. Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
To be the one, to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, let's try more life. No gun, no knife, would have been a life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
St. Thomas ginger farmer Ian Sinclair, who has been planting the crop for more than 25 years, started sharing his wealth of knowledge with us in our last program. In that program, he told us how to prevent or get rid of the black rot disease that can severely affect the ginger crop. He also shared how he creatively protects his plants from excess heat by intercropping with red cocoa, which he then sells to make extra cash. Land preparation, planting, and reaping times were also discussed in our last program. This morning, Mr. Sinclair starts by telling us how the ginger is actually planted.
When you go and plant the ginger now, you don't plant it too deep. When you plant it too deep and it has come from way down, it tends to come up with a little stalk. And it goes weak that time when it comes right too deep. And we plant them 1 foot apart between the rows. And generally, when you have the ginger, you break it giant by giant. So, not so small the giant is, it can still go.
After planting, the crop must be maintained.
After you plant the ginger now, we weed the ginger maybe 2 to 3 times. It depends on how fast the weed come up. Ginger is a technical type of thing to weed. You know, so when you weed the ginger, you have to go slow, you can't go fast. Normally, people just push it up the ginger.
If weeding proves too technical, there's another option to remove the unwanted vegetation from your ginger farm.
If you're on a slope, you can move and generally when you start from the bottom going up to the top. So you put one drill at the bottom, you make one on top of that, dirt cover the other one. So that's what I do right up till you reach the top.
So you have planted your ginger. The crop should be ready in 9 months. How do you know the ginger is ripe and ready to be harvested?
When the ginger mature, it start ripe and burn down flat. Don't see any stalk. It's when you reap ginger before it's ready. And you go trim it off and you pop the stalk. The skin of the ginger tear off. But when it's well mature, as the whole stalk under that, it just break off.
Before you know it, you would have become an official ginger farmer. After several cycles of planting and reaping, Mr. Sinclair advises that land rotation be done.
We don't plant the same plant, otherwise rotate it, like every 3-4 years. Over time, we consider that to use fertilizer sometimes. The fertilizer helps kill the soil. So we advise people that they could use less fertilizer.
St. Thomas ginger farmer with more than 25 years of experience planting the crop, Ian Sinclair. The proverb for this morning is "Puss no mek no dog." Translation: cats do not produce dogs. This means that children are likely to follow in their parents' footsteps. And that has brought us to the end of this morning's program. In our next program, we look at hot pepper, one of the crops farmers in St. Thomas are being urged to plant. We'll also travel to Portland to hear what crops persons in that parish should be planting. Join us then. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.